Hands on.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
Let's just start again in hitchhiking style.
Here's another of those self-satisfied doors.
Let's go inside.
That's better.
Hilda, Hilda, look at these beautiful birds. I cannot believe this bird flu thing. I am thinking it is all hype in the media. This bird flu thing will... it's nothing. Hilda, you will have to be walking home. I am not sitting in the same car as you. Goodbye.
Well, indeed. Starting off on a slightly Monty Python-esque kind of theme there, here at podcast 18018. Who would have thought it? We're in the first week of February 2006. This week, a lot of stuff has really been going on that, of a Hans Island kind of nature, I might add. It's quite weird to be watching world events as they unravel. I thought I had the monopoly on only knowing half the story, but, you know, at least I tell everybody up front that I have half the story as opposed to just, having half the story and thinking that I have the whole story. Anyway, enough about cartoons. I'm sure everyone's completely aware of all that. On to more interesting subjects, I suppose. I've bought a new telescope. I was thinking that since I've got no charities to give my time to, or other people in general to care about, I might take my telescope along to see the total eclipse which is happening in March. I think that since the aeroplane is going to fly to Antalya in Turkey anyway, I might as well book a ticket too. I mean, what's a little aircraft fuel in the greater scheme of things, eh? Seeing total darkness through my own telescope as opposed to just watching a film or maybe even standing in a cupboard with the light turned off is...
Environmental man saves the world from yet another cretin.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more there, Environmental Man. Well done. Still ultra-violent and probably, you know, pretty, like, terminal in your approach to things. But, you know, eventually it will have an effect, I'm sure. Now, on that note of flying needlessly around burning fossil fuels directly into the stratosphere and then just acting as if, oh, that didn't happen. And, you know, everybody else does it, so, you know, if I do it as well, you know, that's not really going to make much of a difference kind of attitude. You remember a couple of podcasts ago I was harping on about first teddies in Munich, where you could send off your teddies to fly halfway around the world and then have them, you know, take photographs of them and then get them sent back again with souvenirs in their pockets. And they, you know, there was a site called Teddies in Munich, and then there was a site called Teddies in Stockholm. And that's kind of along this theme of let's all pile into an aircraft and go and look at some total darkness and then pile back again, you know, in this day and age of internet connectivity and worldwide communications and all this gadgetry and technology. It's, you know, we're going to have to make a sacrifice somewhere, guys. Anyway, on that whole theme, if you actually have a look, I'll put these things on up on the website at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. There is a traveling pig and traveling this, traveling that, and there is a, if you ever saw the film called Amelie, which is a nice French film, not from Hollywood, I might add, which is really nice. I'll put a link up there for everyone to see. There's a website called Gnome on the Go, basically, which is basically a gnome which gets sent around places and gets photographed and you can spot it and stuff like that. So that's all very, very funny. And it's kind of on the same thing as Teddy's in Stockholm and Teddy's on tour, etc. But there is this weird site called Cheese on Tour. The front page of this thing is, congratulations, you've made it to the web's number one site for pictures of cheese in famous places. I mean, That has got to be... firstly, it doesn't burn so much fossil fuel, you know, and it's, like, pretty weird, so that gets my thumbs up. Please don't send your teddies around the world. Do this cheese thing. It's fantastic. So how are Canada, Australia, and Denmark actually linked, if at all? Well, you might say that Robert, the bloke from Hans Island Podcasts, is Danish, and he has a load of family in Australia. And the fact that Hans Island may indeed turn out to be Canadian, kind of thing, at the end of the day, kind of links them all.
Well,
how about the very beautiful Australian landmark, the Sydney Opera House, being designed by a Danish guy, Jørn Utzon?
Remarkable.
Well, the tallest freestanding tower in the entire world is in Canada. The CN Tower in Toronto. It was designed by an Australian guy of all fellas called John Andrews. So there you have it. We're all connected. Absolutely. Spreading joy and happiness and positivity all the way around the world. That's Hans Island for you. Admitting that we only know half the facts here on Hans Island. Unlike the rest of the cretins currently involved in a huge debate about this, that, and the other, and they literally all know exactly half the point. I wish they would just all shut the hell up. Anyway, so on a let's find some more positive stuff to talk about. Well, having said that, I did actually start off with this podcast with what, bird flu first, and then Environmental Man, who is all sorts of quite negative, etc., and then how we're all connected, etc. Was that was positive? That was a positive thing. So yes, and also, what else connects us? The internet, I suppose. I have been playing. I've been listening to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and Marvin actually reminds me remarkably a lot of myself, really. So I don't know if you could hear that.
Sorry, did I say something wrong? Pardon me for breathing, which I never do anyway, so I don't know why I bothered to say it. Oh, God, I'm so depressed.
Well, exactly, Marvin. So, yes, I nicked that. Audacity is a wonderful thing. You can simply just, like, nick things off other MP3s, or you can simply just record directly from somewhere else. It's brilliant. Good fun, and the basis of this entire podcast. If you've got any good suggestions about what I can do on this podcast, or any specific things you need mentioned or want mentioned or feel that should be mentioned, then please email me at hansisland@lycos.co.uk and I will do my utmost to include it. Anyway, let's make like an underarm deodorant and roll on. Here's an interesting statistic and a funny thought. Follow me on this one. Every human being exhales about 1 kilogram of carbon dioxide each and every day, because that's what we do. Now, since we're not in the habit of digging up oil and then eating it and then exhaling it, the 1 kilogram of carbon dioxide we exhale every day actually comes from the air. It was there anyway. However, think of this. If we actually took a couple of days a year and exhaled into a container, which was then released underground or out in space or somewhere else, wouldn't we all kind of contribute to depleting the CO2? Think about it. Yes, well, sharp-witted geeks out there will no doubt have picked up on the Hans Island type error inside that wee carbon copy insert thingy that I just did. The carbon, of course, comes from the stuff we eat, like plants, etc. It, of course, doesn't come from the air. Just making that comment there, yeah? So, anyway, to move on to what is actually the core essence of this whole podcast is, what the hell has happened to Jesper bloody Rasmussen? Where is he? Is he on a post boat to China? Is he somewhere? What the hell's he doing? Well, to be perfectly honest, I simply just haven't had time, because I know it's going to come as a shock to a lot of people, but I'm actually the person who's behind the Jesper character kind of idea. He's not real. I know this is a kind of a Santa Claus kind of moment for a lot of people, yeah, but Jesper Rasmussen isn't actually real. He's kind of made up. And I simply just am not inspired. I don't know if it's this sad thing, you know, seasonal affective disorder kind of thing. I don't know if it's not prevalent most places around the world. I suppose it's in the far northern hemisphere and the far southern hemisphere, where during the winter months, it is completely dark all the time. Well, a lot of the time, not as in completely dark, as in northern Norway, or indeed southern Chile, I don't know, or Antarctica or whatever. So, yes, but it is affecting me and my mood somewhat, so I just don't feel inspired to come up with any Jesper material just now, but no doubt that will change. But it is good fun doing Environmental Man things, so keep suggestions coming, etc., and Jesper Rasmussen will all of a sudden be there, all of a sudden again, kind of idea. Along with a lot of other regular things which seem to be quite popular, like the Skype sessions. But again, it's this motivation thing. So anyway, I did this week manage to have a quick fire session. So let's hear how that went. Here we go.
3, 2, 1. Quick fire.
Right, Heather, here are your 10 quick fire questions. Wind farms, offshore or onshore?
Both.
X Factor or Extra Chromosome?
Extra Chromosome, please.
Cartoons, deliberately misinterpreted or read as actual cartoons?
Neither.
Question number 4, iPod or Escape Pod?
Escape Pod.
Really?
Yeah.
Police State or Nanny State?
Nanny State.
Auschwitz or Guantanamo Bay?
Guantanamo.
Biometrics, retina scan or fingerprint?
Retina.
Tea towel or oven mitt?
Oven mitt.
Harry Potter or talentless teenage shite?
Talentless teenage shite, please.
Cat litter or Kellogg's All Bran?
All Bran.
Thank you, Heather. That has been your quickfire round. Yes, they are very enjoyable, those sessions. So the cartoon thing came up again. I'm so sorry. It's just completely overshadowed this entire podcast, hasn't it? Shame on Denmark for letting it escalate and for being stupid in the first place. And shame on everybody else for picking on such an obviously soft target. Hello, the problem is obviously something other than cartoons here, guys. Come on, let's face up to it. Anyway, enough on that serious note. The onshore, offshore wind farm thing, brilliant. Yes, I was under the impression, misguided impression, well, it wasn't actually misguided up until recently, that the largest windmills on the planet were being built by the Danish company called Vestas, and they were 2 megawatt installations with an 80 meter wingspan. Okay, so 80 meters is quite a lot, yeah? How surprised I was to find out that there is a deep water installation going in the North Sea just now. But these things are 5 megawatts, and the diameter of this of these turbine things are 126 meters across. I don't know how much that is in feet or carats or I can't remember cubic. Hecto-acres, or I don't know what the imperial version of it is. You know, the sane part of the planet uses the metric system, which is meters, basically. Anyway, 126 of those. That is freaking huge. That's absolutely amazing. And 5 megawatts on one of these turbines. You know, absolutely amazing. I'll post a link, and it's made by a German company called RE Power. How imaginative to call it RE Power. You know, you would have thought like a big windmills, GmbH or something else, you know. Anyway, that I think is drawing dangerously close to the end of this podcast, else it's going to get way too big. I did touch on carbon and teddy bears in Stockholm again, and a bit more carbon and a bit more Environmental Man and stuff like that. I've got to kind of tone down the whole environmental thing, because obviously there are global issues as well, which I could be satirically making fun of. Keep suggestions coming in, please, to handsisland@lycos.co.uk. Thanks for support from down under, Dave. Nice one. And I'll be with everyone, and hopefully Jesper Rasmussen soon, over the next couple of podcasts as well, next week, where it's podcast number 19. Actually, I think when we reach podcast 20, we may actually have a special celebration type thing, kind of idea thing. But until then, tschüss, ciao, sayonara, bis später, see you later, and adios.
Dette program er lavet med gratis software fra internettet som følger Audacity for soundmixing, Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Tusind tak til Calpomat, fundet via flashkit.com for baggrundslyd. Ja, e-mailer dig nok, kammerat. Dette podcast indeholder mine meninger alene og repræsenterer ingen organisationer, bevægelser eller ideologi. Hold fast på internettet som et frit medium.
This was made with free software found on the internet as follows: Audacity for sound mixing and Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Thanks and shout out to Calpomat, found via flashkit.com, for the excellent sound loops in the background. This recording contains my views and my opinions and does not represent any organizations, movements or ideologies. Let's keep the internet free.